Hare Krishna. Today we have a question from Varshana Devadasi in London, and she says, please could you advise how one can sustain the following balance? In devotional service, one has to act as if it depends on you, while knowing with certainty that it doesn't, as all depends on the mercy of Guru and Krishna. She didn't cite whether this is a particular quote or where it comes from. Therefore, I can only just respond to it as far as I understand it, because I don't know what the exact context is or what the meaning is behind the what exactly the person who said meant it. However, we do see in the world that people get the results of their activities, and we know that that's called the law of karma. People have to work, and on the basis of the work that they do, then they get a specific result. For instance, we see that someone may be working very diligently, and yet at the same time, that no matter how diligent he works and how properly he works, he still doesn't attain his goal, which is generally most people's goal in this world, is to be very well off and to be wealthy. So he doesn't attain that wealth that he's aspiring for. And yet we see that there's someone else who works equally diligently, equally hard, and yet he becomes very affluent. So why one person and not the other? Because it's their karma. And democracies, or modern-day democracies, are based on this principle that everyone should be able to have the same chance for the same type of lifestyle. For instance, in the United States, the whole idea is that anyone should be able to become the president. It's not a it's not something that is restricted for some people, but anyone should have the right to be the president. And everyone should be able to achieve or live at the same lifestyle. But we see that the fact is that everyone doesn't live the same lifestyle, and everyone doesn't become the president. There is only one person becomes the president for 4 years, or at most 8 years. Everyone in America doesn't become. And even though everyone in America is supposed to have the opportunity for the same type of lifestyle, despite the fact that they have the opportunity, they don't have the same lifestyle, because their karma is different. Just recently I saw this statistic which said that the average white family has an income of about $80,000 a year in America, and the average non-white has an income of about $6,000-$7,000, one-fifteenth. They're not equal. They're living in the same country. Supposedly they have the same opportunity, but they're not getting the same result. So result is based upon your work. Sometimes people say, well, if everything's just a matter of my karma, why should I work? It'll just come automatically. But unless you do have some kind of extraordinary karma where the results of your work will come even if you don't do any work at all, one is meant to actually, as Krishna says, so karma mapichaviksha, everyone should perform a prescribed duty. And when you work according to proper religious principles, then you unlock the karma, or the result of your past activities, and you get a particular result. Otherwise, if you don't work and sit around, then all you do is just starve, unless, as I mentioned, you have some kind of exceptional good fortune. Same thing in Krishna consciousness, in devotional service. We're meant to work. We're servants of Krishna. Devotee means that we're meant to do the best that we can in order to serve Krishna according to the direction of the Lord. And if we don't work, that's what it means, that the work depends on you. If you don't work, then it doesn't happen. If you don't work at being Krishna conscious, then you don't become Krishna conscious. And if you don't work at serving Krishna and spreading the mission, then it doesn't happen. Srila Prabhupada had given examples of those who didn't make it happen. But if you do, then that also unlocks Krishna's mercy. In the same way that work unlocks the results of your karma, in the same way devotional service unlocks Krishna's mercy and Krishna reciprocates. So, for instance, there are certain philosophers who, or certain religions who say that all you have to do is just work in order to get the grace of God. And others say that no, the grace of God will come automatically whatever you do, you just have to believe in it. But here, our belief, our understanding is that you need to do both. You need to work, and by working, you unlock Krishna's grace or Krishna's mercy. And that happens through all stages of life, because Krishna says, aham tam sarva papebhyo, as a practicing devotee, and especially if we really want to become perfect in Krishna consciousness. Srila Prabhupada gives the example of a little child calling out for his mother. The child can't get up because he's just can only crawl. But as soon as he starts to cry and wants to get up, then immediately the mother comes and lifts him up. Otherwise, if he's happy where he is playing, then the mother's not going to come and pick him up. Similarly, when Srila Prabhupada says that we need to know how to cry out for Krishna, we need to really want Krishna that much that we're able to actually cry for him so that he will actually give his special mercy. One type of mercy by which Krishna reciprocates with our devotion in order to progress us forward, in order to purify us. But another type of mercy is required in order to actually enter into the transcendental realm. And that type of mercy, Shuddha Sattva Visheshatma, that type of, when Krishna actually gives the type of mercy by which, the type of karma by which we're able to purchase Krishna himself, that you really depends on you. So it depends upon us. We have to have that desire, and by our desire we have to invoke Krishna's mercy. Anyway, that's as much as I can say about this question at present. Tomorrow we're going to be having our Radhastami festival, so probably won't be able to put anything on, because I'll be in the temple from early in the morning all day long. But we'll put on all the developments and happenings onto the site in the days that follow. Hare Krishna.